Deutschlandfunk. Corso. Kunst und Pop.
Hi Dua. Hallo Dua, vielen Dank, dass du dir die Zeit für uns nimmst. Wie hast du die letzten Tage in Minneapolis erlebt?
When I first heard about George Floyd's murder by the Minneapolis Police Department, I felt heartbreak. I felt deeply for his grieving family and also was grieving with the Minneapolis community. Recently, I felt activated and full of fear. Fears that the system will continue to fail black community as it has always done from its inception. Fear that armed white supremacists are placing bombs all over our city, which is confirmed by Governor Waltz. Fear for cherished community members confronting lethal weaponry from National Guard deployed by Governor Waltz. Fear that Mayor Jacob Frey and City Council will continue to publicly condemn George Floyd's murder, but continue to increase Minneapolis Police Department funding. Last year, they voted unanimously to give $8.2 million more, an increase in budget for Minneapolis Police Department, even though there was outcry about the murders of many people, including Jamar Clark. Recently in St. Paul, also, there was a murder of Philando Castile. I'm really just in a state of fear and constant psychological warfare because it seems as though the city and the states and the federal government do not care about the safety of black people and do not care about the safety of protesters specifically.
Du hast vor ein paar Tagen deinen Song Bodycast veröffentlicht, den du zusammen mit Psymon gemacht hast. Was hat dich dazu inspiriert? The inspiration for you.
The song was released a couple of days after the protest broke out in Minneapolis. All of the proceeds of the song will be going to Black Visions Collective, a grassroots abolitionist group in Minneapolis that is asking and begging the Minneapolis city to defund from Minneapolis police departments because they've been killing our community members. The song was written in 2019 because I was lamenting the murder of both Jamar Clark and Philando Castile by Twin Cities police departments in Minnesota. And the song is still relevant now and has always been relevant in my life because police have always been murdering black people and police have never been a source of safety for me, even though they claim to be public servants.
How was the song perceived? Wie kam der Song bei den Leuten an?
The song is perceived very well by community members who are concerned about police officers murdering, brutalizing, and harassing black people within our communities. Many people have donated to the song on Bandcamp and have been streaming the songs on all platforms. Bandcamp specifically is a streaming service that people should go to because 100% of the proceeds are allowed to go to Black Visions Collective. You can still stream the song on other sites, but I encourage people to go to Bandcamp because we want all of the proceeds to be going to Black Visions Collective. And you can also donate as much as you can and as much as you are able to.
In your Rolling Stones statement, you hast in der Rolling Stones erzählt, dass die Mobilisierung der Community überwiegend von queer und trans Leuten organisiert wird. Kannst du mir mehr dazu sagen?
Most of the people at the front lines and doing groundwork organizing around the murder of George Floyd have been done by black, trans, and queer people within Minnesota and across the nation. Historically, trans and queer people have always contributed to the resistance movements. This can be showcased by the work of black trans women within the Pride riots. And also a lot of work that was done within many other Black Lives Matter movements and movements for Black lives within the past few years. So I wanted to bring attention to their work and of the erasure of their work, because people often say that by talking about issues of identity amongst LGBTQ people who are Black, that we're distracting from the mobilization efforts that are happening, only bringing attention to the people who are actually doing and providing most of the work for our community members. And this is something that I can vouch for within the Black Visions Collective group specifically, because most of the members are Black women, Black queer people, and Black trans people who have been contributing endlessly to the movement to defund Minneapolis Police Department.
You said they are often, du hast gesagt, sie werden oft einfach vergessen.
I would also like to bring attention to Tony McDade, a black trans man who was murdered by Tallahassee Police Department only a couple days after the brutal murder of George Floyd. It seems that in media, he is often being misgendered and that he has been almost completely erased from outcries about police murdering Black people within the nation. It's important to bring attention to the fact that Black trans people, Black queer people, and Black LGBTQIA people in large are also being brutalized and murdered by police departments. And this is why we're asking people to defund police, because it's hurting all of us. No one is safe from their violence.
Thank you so much.